Hey, you hear this? Starbucks closing 150 stores nationwide. Oh no, is Starbucks going under? Starbucks. No, they do this all the time, but it's the most stores they've closed in quite a few years. You know, there's three new ones that I know of here in New Philly. That's recently new. I don't think it's a year old, but you're new to the area.
Newer.
You obviously you're from here.
Right.
But yeah, that's Starbucks over there by Bluebell.
Yes.
I mean, it's new. Brand spanking new, basically. There's one right by my house. I swear, not even a year old. The new design, new Starbucks, which looks cool. The darker brick on the outside. Have you seen how the new ones are kind of designed?
Maybe.
That one there in New Philly, it's in the plaza, so it kind of has to go with the theme with the rest of the,
right.
The whole plaza and everything. Of course, I'm an architect. Didn't you all know that? And then there's another one right down the road from my house in North Canton, which this place used to be something else, and they converted it into a Starbucks. Looks kind of weird. You would not even know it's a Starbucks. It's kind of hidden there. But they're popping new ones up all over the place and now closing a whole bunch by the end of this year. Just underperforming stores.
Well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. $6 a pop for a cup of coffee. I mean,
that's crazy.
You don't get your...
You can pay $6 for like a thing of Folgers.
Right.
You know what I mean? Make it at your home, comforting.
How much Cold Stone Creamery could you get for $6, Michelle?
You mean the cream?
Yeah. Your coffee creamer.
Two of those big ones, maybe? I don't know. Maybe one and a half. But that creamer is the go-to.
You know what I did?
You still haven't tried it, have you?
No, I haven't.
You need to try it. It is so good.
Didn't I bring you... I brought you like a little coffee and some donuts for your birthday, right?
Yes.
I should have brought you some Cold Stone Creamery.
You weren't thinking.
What was I thinking?
Well, like a typical male, you always forget.
Clearly, I wasn't thinking.
I'm just kidding.
Typical male, she says.
Just razzing you just a little bit.
We all know you women. You are...
what are you going to say?
I really don't know what I'm going to say, so I'm just going to go...
I'll tell you. Right, I went outside and I told Brooke, I said, Eric is in a rare form this morning. He just came in and said, you look different today, because I came in today with no makeup on, and I just finished doing my face, and you're like,
I'm just saying,
you look so different.
You came in bearing your beautiful face with none of that crap on there that you ladies put on there.
And, yeah.
And I walked in there, and I was like, whoa, Michelle, you look a little different. What'd you do to yourself? Simply just put on a little eyeliner and
what a turd,
a little foundation.
Anyways, what were you gonna say?
Oh, I was just gonna simply talk about how this woman strangled a bobcat with her bare hands. You
she
know,
did?
Normal run of the mill story. Hartwell, Georgia, 46-year-old woman strangled a rabbit bobcat after the animal attacked her right in her front yard. This all went down, like I said, in Georgia, northeast part of the state. Dee Dee Phillips is her name. She went outside to take a picture of the bobcat in her front yard. There's your first mistake. You see a bobcat or any wild animal on your premises, what's the first thing you're going to do?
Go back inside.
No, selfie time, of course. No, it's call somebody and don't go outdoors.
Right.
But Dee Dee had other plans. She grabbed her cell phone, went to snap a few photos. Then the bobcat lunged right at her. She did the only thing she knew to do, which, I mean, instinct then kicks in at that point, right?
Right.
You just fight for your life. She grabbed the cat by its throat and did not let go, strangling it to death. She says she grew up in the country. Dee Dee, I'm Dee Dee from Georgia. This is what she said. I grew up in the country where my father-in-law, he once trapped bobcats. That's her exact...
Oh, really? She said that?
Her exact quote, just like that. As a result, obviously, she apparently knew how to handle the animal's behavior. She didn't want to call for help. She said her 5-year-old granddaughter was inside. Could you imagine granddaughter's looking out the window watching grandma being mauled by a bobcat? Good thing Miss Dee Dee Phillips knew what to do. When adrenaline kicks in...
Yeah, you would be surprised at what your body can...
I mean, have you ever done anything to amaze yourself or you're like, wow... I am Wonder Woman.
Oh, there was a time. I don't remember what it was. I remember I impressed my husband. He was like, whoa.
You opened a jar of pickles. Okay, then what was it? You lifted a car off of somebody.
No. Oh, okay. It was something, but what was it? I think something was like going to fall down and hit the baby or something.
Oh, that serious, huh?
Something like that, and I, out of nowhere, just out of instinct, I can't remember what exactly it was. He would be able to tell me, but I remember he was like, whoa. I was like, yeah. Oh, I know what it was. I have two. I have three dogs.
You got it now?
It had nothing to do with anything falling.
Made up story. Fake news.
Fake news. No, I have three dogs, and the two dogs, sometimes when they get riled up, they start not attacking each other, but the playfulness gets a little out of hand.
Oh, sure. That's nice for your young daughter to see.
Right. Dogs and I think she was near them, and I had jumped down and like separated them, and he was impressed because I wasn't scared. They were going at it.
And that shocks me because, listen, I have seen the tiniest little insects fly around in your studio.
And I will run.
And I've seen you frightened. Frightened indeed. Yeah, we've all been there where sort of your just instincts take over and then you look back at it and you're like, how did I?
Right.
Or what did I just do? We've all kind of been there. Hey, New Hampshire, everybody's giving Donald Trump issues for, you know, locking up little Mexican children and everything. I know it's a little more serious than that. But in New Hampshire, Governor Chris, is it Sununu? S-U-N-U-N-U. So I'm guessing Sununu. Signed a bill that now raises the minimum marriage age in New Hampshire to 16.
The marriage age?
Minimum marriage age to 16. State law had previously allowed there in New Hampshire girls to marry at 13 and boys at 14 with the permission of a judge. Didn't even need your parents' consent.
You're not even an adult.
Not even, I mean, listen, 13 or 14, now obviously 16, but still 16 years old. Yeah, you can drive. Yeah, you think you know everything. Listen. But you lived, no, listen, from being, we were both 16, right?
Yeah, nope.
That was exactly for both of us 16 years ago. Well, for you now, 17 years ago.
But for me...
16 years ago, and we thought we knew it all. And then looking back, Michelle.
Wow, we knew nothing.
We literally knew nothing about anything.
Right.
But this new law prohibits marriage in New Hampshire for anyone 16 or, well, obviously at the age of 16 or older, but 16 is what blows your mind. Judges can approve marriages for those of that age, of 16. But what's crazy is they used to allow it. Girls at 13 and boys at 14.
At 13, I wanted to marry Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
And JTT.
Didn't happen.
Who didn't? So dreamy, right?
That's crazy. And at 16, you know nothing.
I think at 13, I wanted to marry either Kelly Kapowski or DJ Tanner. One of the two.
Oh, yeah. Maybe Topanga? Were you into Topanga?
I wasn't too much into Topanga. She's like one of the, maybe hang out with her for a weekend. Then, you know, call her when you're lonely type deal.
Oh,
but you don't want to settle down with Topanga.
She would be the one that you would want to settle down
now,
with.
DJ Tanner, you want to settle down
with. Oh, well, yeah. They would be neck and neck for me.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
We went there.
Yeah, we did. But no, at 16, goodness gracious, that is nuts. What judge is going to let that fly? That's what I want to sit in the courtroom and listen to his explanation.
You know what
why.
I mean? What is this, West Virginia?
Right. No,
it's New Hampshire.
Goodness gracious.
Arranged marriages. Hey, you have neighbors, right?
No. Yes, I have neighbors. Doesn't everybody have neighbors?
I hate you. Depending. I mean, listen.
I mean, Mary, I think she lives so far out in the country, she doesn't have neighbors.
Mary Alice may not have neighbors. And if you're D.D. Phillips from Hartwell, Georgia, who strangled a bobcat to death out in your front yard, I bet she don't have no neighbors out there in Georgia. Hey, you want a neighbor? You got to go a mile that way or a mile that way. But no, we all have neighbors. Sometimes you get along with them. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you just live with it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. But this neighborly feud may have been taken to the next level.
Oh, no.
In Nebraska, a man is now going to be imprisoned for sending strippers dozens of times to dance on his neighbor's front porch. Listen, I'm...
Oh, my...
You hate your neighbor or not, is that necessarily something that will make them angry? Honey, the strippers are back again. Let me get my wallet. Don't tell me my business, woman. Record say 46-year-old Douglas Goldsberry will be serving now prison time after he countless times since 2013. This has been going on for 5 years. Merry Christmas, neighbor. Here are the strippers. He's been doing it for 5 years with his neighbor. Just a feud. I don't know. Stop blowing your grass in my driveway. Why are you shoveling your snow and throwing it over here? Whatever the case may be. He thought a good way to get back at him was to continually send adult dancers right to his front doorstep.
Kind of funny.
At some point in time, they would have young kids over, grandkids over, and then he would
strippers would show
send
up.
The strippers nice. Over at that time. Mm-hmm. That's better than Finding Nemo.
That's a good April Fool's joke.
Better than any. Hey, listen, if you want to pull that April Fool's joke on me, by all means, go
I'm
right
sure your
ahead.
Wife would not be pleased.
I'm all for it. Oh darn, you got me, strippers. Shoot, I'm so shocked. What do I do? That would be my reaction.
You're something else.
Anyhoot, Babbling Brook is here today, a day before the beach party.
Yay!
She will join us here in a moment. By the way, you didn't miss anything yesterday. There was no Rubber Ducks game. We didn't go. We're rescheduling.
Hopefully I'll be able to go the next time.
It's just too busy of a week.
Yes.
You feel?
I feel ya.
Beach party tomorrow. Cornhole tournament will go down and so much more. If you want to get in on the cornhole tournament, Michelle, what's the key word?
Cornhole.
Of course it is. You can send that to the Weaver Appliance text line right now. Include your team name, and you could possibly be picked. You have to literally do nothing. Just show up to the beach party, which is free, by the way. Throw bean bags into a hole, which that tournament is also free. And then you have a chance to win prizes. It's that simple. Once again, keyword cornhole, text line, send it, include your team name. We'll go from there. Backwoods legit. 99.9 WTUZ, Blake Shelton boys round here. I tell you what, Babbling Brook, that big applause isn't for you, Brooke.
I know.
Nor for you.
I figured.
Nor for you, Michelle. Hold on, why are you ladies wearing sunglasses?
We got some cool shades.
We do.
There are only...
They're really dark, too.
Listen to me. There are only two types of people in this world who can wear sunglasses inside. Those are blind people and cool people.
Excuse me, but
and
okay,
you
well,
two are
cool.
neither. No, you two are neither.
We are
of those.
The cool people.
Yeah. Neither of those.
Yes, we are.
Those shades that you guys are wearing are from the lovely ladies at Rural King, who are here with us this morning. Finally, they have womaned up, if you will, and they are gonna maybe say something on the radio. What was that, Beverly? You can't say that. No, if you guys don't want to talk, you don't have to. But Beverly and I'm sorry, help me, Beth. The lovely ladies from Rural King, who will be at our beach party tomorrow with the tent up, with information and products and services that they offer. They'll be at our beach party, but they brought us all kinds of goodies. Not only for the listeners at our beach party, but they always bring stuff for us, too. No, we couldn't thank you guys enough. Today is actually... Do you want to mention what you're doing at your store today for National Vanilla Milkshake Day?
Yeah,
Beverly, get closer to that microphone, please.
Yeah, I can. We're actually going to be giving out some little vanilla milkshakes today since it's National Milkshake Day. We're going to be doing it from 11 to 2, so stop in and see us for a sample.
Now, I want my... Can I get a chocolate one? I'm a little picky. Okay.
Don't like vanilla only.
Simple
vanilla.
Answer. Listen, I'm used to the N-O word. My wife says that all the time, so I'm... perfectly okay with handling no. Ladies from Rural King, no, thank you again so much for coming in. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, you will.
Both you ladies,
yes,
Beverly and Beth. All right. Babbling Brook has E! News. You guys can stick around for a minute. Watch Brooke do her thing.
Oh, boy. I'm going to try to read here in my sunglasses.
Take them off,
it's
please.
It's a little dark.
Or I'll throw
it's
something.
It's my outfit today.
That's so cute.
I know, right? Okay. All right. Oh, wow. Woo!
Right in here.
It is. Okay. All right. All right. Z News. In this day in history, in 1863, West Virginia became the 35th state. In 1967, Muhammad Ali was convicted in Houston of violating selective service laws by refusing to be drafted and was sentenced to 5 years in prison.
Didn't want to go to battle.
Right. And, of course, that was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. And then in 1975, Jaws... film directed by Steven Spielberg that made countless viewers afraid to go into the water opens in theaters.
The giant mechanical shark.
How many of there were? There were a ton of Jaws movies,
But you look back at it, and you see that movie, and you're like,
it's
wow, people were afraid of it.
Yeah, it's kind
of literally see the screws inside of Jaws' mouth.
Right. Yeah, it's not as scary now as it was then.
Yeah.
Holidays for day, it's National Bald Eagle Day, Ice Cream Soda Day, and of course, we just mentioned the National Vanilla Milkshake Day.
Hey.
World Productivity Day and World Refugee Day.
I wonder if Donald Trump knows it's World Refugee Day today.
You're terrible.
Too soon?
Yes.
Too soon, sorry.
On TV tonight, World of Dance is on at 8 and at 9. Master Chef is on at 8. Brother versus Brothers on at 9. Ozzy and Jack's World Detour. Kelly of the Beast is on at 9.
That means Kelly Osbourne. You know, secret time.
Okay.
I used to have the biggest crush on Kelly Osbourne.
Did you?
Swear really? To God.
Back did you watch that show?
Yes. What was it called?
The Osbournes.
The Osbournes, right. I used to watch it all the time. That's when my crush started. Weird crush, right?
It kind of is.
And she's hotter now than she was back then. Back then, she was a little
show,
weird.
It was a great show.
I watched it too. Yeah. It was hilarious. Robert Pattinson, he's going to be on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. He's in a new movie coming out.
A vampire themed movie?
It's not.
Oh, okay.
No,
good
it's
for
like
him.
A Western
good for him.
Movie. Yeah. Mike Myers and Casey Musgraves, they're going to be on The Late Night with Seth Meyers. And then Chris Pratt will be on with James Corden.
That's Pratt-tastic.
It is. Yeah. Now, this
just
is fun.
Came up with that.
This is fun news. Big and Rich, they're going to have their own little show. And Mark Wahlberg is going to be the one that is producing.
Marky Mark.
That's right.
You called me Marky Mark earlier because my white V-neck today.
Because you're wearing a white T-shirt, although you're not as
I'm not as jacked as Mark Wahlberg.
Right.
Give me some steroids. I may be.
Get in the weight room.
Yeah. But then if I were on steroids,
protein.
Probably wouldn't be having twins, right? Because doesn't it affect
probably.
How you...
It probably does.
Anyway, yeah. Moving on.
Yeah. But Cowboy Troy will also be on with them.
So it's going to be produced by the Wahlbergs or something, basically?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be fun. They're hoping that it'll come out in the fall. So that'll be something to look forward to. And then Garth Brooks has got a new single.
Yes, ma'am.
What are you going to do with it, Eric?
Well, that's a weird question. I'll play it.
It's an open-ended question.
I'll play it in the 9 o'clock hour. That's
good.
The most subtle of teases ever right there.
Yeah.
But no, Garth Brooks' new song, you guys will hear it first coming up, 9 o'clock hour.
And it's called All Day Long.
Yes.
And I'm sure, and it's supposed to be really upbeat and things like that. So I'm excited to hear it. Oh, show. And then Paul McCartney. He's going to be on The Late Show with James Corden doing the carpool karaoke in London. So that'll be fun. That's tomorrow.
I saw the teaser, like the promotional
they have a teaser
video for it. Obviously, everyone's making a big deal. It's Sir Paul McCartney.
Of course.
But those two are kind of James Corden from over there. Obviously, Paul McCartney from over there. So
yeah,
all right, that'll be must-see TV tomorrow.
Yes,
along with must-see stuff, our beach party tomorrow. Ladies from Rural King will be there, and Brooke and Michelle will also be
That's
there.
Right,
I'll be being chased down by a police dog.
Yeah,
can't wait.
You're gonna have a huge crowd.
Why are the ladies from Rural King clapping at that? They both gave a thumbs up to that. All right, I'll have my running shoes on and everything. No flip flops for me tomorrow.
No.
I can't do it. I have to run from an animal.
You're going to trip.
You're going to fall probably right on your face.
Thanks for joining us, Michelle. We'll hear from you again at 9 o'clock. Goodbye, everybody.